Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Tuesday, October 17th, 2023, 9:07 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Doing great. Good beautiful day. Man, yeah. It's just like it. It gets better and better and better, and yet just have to hold on to it because you know it's going to start getting cold here pretty quick. But boy, just beautiful Indian summer right now.
Yeah, supposed to be a nice day today. So yeah, like Bill said, enjoy it while you can because, man, winter is around the corner.
It's not going to last forever.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We got a lot of local news and happenings to bring you this morning, including news out of the Montezuma Cortez High School, where yesterday the administrative team at the school in a release shared that they noticed a gas smell coming from upstairs in the science hallway. Smell was intense, so they notified the fire department and pulled the fire alarm to evacuate the building. Staff and students waited outside until the fire department gave an all clear to re-enter the building, but only downstairs at Montezuma Cortez High School. The school was in the lunch period at the time, so they gave an early release. Atmos Energy was on site and determined that the upstairs would take longer to clear than initially thought. So they closed the campus again for the remainder of the day, including canceling schooling activities, including athletics. They aired out the building and shut off the gas to that particular room. The building should be safe today, and students are back in class this morning. But an event there gave early release yesterday at the Montezuma Cortez High School.
Wow. They get an idea of what triggered it, or?
No, and again, I think that they, took their time, you know, as part of that clearing out, too. They wanted to be able to have plenty of uninterrupted time to see if they could figure it out. But, school was back to normal, so I think they feel like they got a handle on it, but don't have an official word of what exactly caused it. But, intense gas smell at the in the upper level of Montezuma Cortez High School resulted in an early dismissal yesterday as the fire department and Atmos Energy came and took care of the incident. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. Some news yesterday, former Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez made an announcement that he's running for Congress. He'll be vying for the 2nd Congressional District in Arizona. That was recently redrawn, so that includes all of the Navajo Nation and some even into the Phoenix Valley. So Coconino, Navajo, and Apache counties, all part of that 2nd District. And so Jonathan Nez will be running for Congress there. Currently it's occupied by Eli Crane, a Republican who represents that district, and Nez will run as a Democrat. So, interesting.
Yeah, that'll be very interesting.
Yeah. So, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings throughout the area to bring you this morning. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to the Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
It's the annual Quadrifier Stove Sale, October 21st through 28th at San Juan Building Supply. Nothing burns like a quad. Save big on pellet, gas, and wood stoves during this big sale at San Juan Building Supply. Drop by 1050 South Main Street in Blanding. Call 678-2000 or visit sjbs.com. San Juan Building Supply, San Juan County's innovative lumber and building material supplier for 35 years.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, encourages you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean up and tune up your furnace. And Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss this big Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this fall with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer. The Moab Chevron, a longtime favorite for food and fuel, proudly introduces a new Cajun taste sensation, crispy, crunchy chicken. Come on by and give it a try. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the Moab Chevron now accepts EBT and food stamps. Get some good home cooking to go with your snacks and drinks, and get it delivered with DoorDash. Plus, sign up for Chevron Rewards and save a dollar on every gallon of fuel. The Moab Chevron, 817 South Highway 191 in Moab.
$1 off every gallon of fuel for your first 3 visits when you sign up for the rewards program.
Attention all business owners. Want to know how you can spread the word about your company? We have the answer. The Local Pages now offers a focused delivery to those who use our book in your area. With our Yellow Page ad, coupons, and magnets, you can get the customers you've been waiting for. Call today to reserve your spot in our book. With our Better Than Ever special offers, you don't want to miss your chance to be in the best phone book in town. Call 866-854-4434. That's 866-854-4434.
Bay Brothers Construction has what it takes to get your job done, big or small. Whether it's installing underground utilities, excavation, grading, or leveling, Bay Brothers will address your project quickly, reliably, and safely. Bay Brothers is licensed and insured. Call them today at 801-513-4407 or email contact at baybros.com. That's contact at bay, spelled B-E-H, bros.com. Bay Brothers Construction, proudly serving the entire Four Corners area.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. It is Tuesday, October 17th, 2023, 9:15 a.m. Glad you've joined us. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. And, yeah, we've got plenty of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. I believe we talked about it, but I think it just bears repeating. There was a semi-truck that climbed up the Moki Dugway. Did we talk about this on the morning show?
No, we didn't.
Okay. We've talked about it offline, and it's going to be in the newspaper this week. But, man, a semi-truck made their way off the Moki Dugway. Of course, you know, if you know the road, it's... a road, a dirt road that
they made their way down the Moki Dugway, and they almost made their way off the Moki Dugway.
Yeah, it goes off Cedar Mesa and gets you down into the valley below, over in towards Mexican Hat. But it is one that you got to think about if you want to take a semi-trailer off of, and they definitely got stuck. Folks were able to help get the truck out. I heard DB Trucking maybe was involved in helping get that truck hauled out. The best part was, though, that the brand on the side of the semi trailer, Bill, was Relax. I don't know that I could relax trying to,
you know, really that Moki Dugway. If you've been there, you know it. It is just a spectacular, well over 1,000 feet drop, and a road that is not paved. It is a gravel road, a state highway that through that 4 mile stretch or so, they keep it gravel. It was built in the '50s, I understand, to haul uranium ore to a processing plant in Mexican Hat. And anyway, that just is just one of the most amazing scenes on earth. But taking a truck up or down that has just got to be white knuckle time. And maybe you'd need it even painted on the side of your truck to relax, because I get nervous just thinking about trying to take a truck up or down the Moki Dugway.
Yeah, so again, that photo's been, those photos have been shared far and wide on social media, but it'll be in this upcoming edition of the San Juan Record too. But yeah, that is not a road you'd want to navigate in a semi truck. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Got some other news in the Red Rock listening area. There's a giveaway happening. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is distributing fish at Joe Roll Park in Dolores later this week, according to a report from Ruben Shafir of the Herald, the Durango Herald. The significant early run of kokanee salmon on the Dolores River is prompting Colorado Parks and Wildlife to host an unscheduled giveaway this Thursday. Officials will distribute fish at 3 p.m. at Joe Roll Park in Dolores. They had previously scheduled giveaways for November 2nd and 9th, but they've got a bunch of kokanee salmon coming up the Dolores, and they're going to be giving them away this Thursday. So folks that want to arrive and get themselves some salmon, that's part of that giveaway that the Colorado Parks and Wildlife is doing this Thursday.
You know, as I was growing up, I was always intrigued by salmon, and I always assumed that, you know, it was in the Columbia River and that they came from the ocean up to these high mountain areas. But you'd have to be salmon here in the Red Rock Country at Dolores. You know, they may not necessarily start at the Gulf of Mexico, but they do move this time of year. Anyway, that's pretty cool. That should be a fun event.
Yeah. You know, and there's definitely some human intervention involved as far as the Colorado Public Wildlife staff. They the kokanee are spawned by hand each year, and they fish spend their lives at McPhee Reservoir. So again, those eggs hatched are then released into reservoirs across Colorado. So a lot of involvement from Colorado Parks and Wildlife. But yeah, that free giveaway is going to be Thursday at Joe Roll Park there in Dolores.
If I recall correctly, the kokanee at this time when they're moving at the end of the summer are bright red. They're really spectacular.
Yeah. 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 It should be pretty incredible. Well, again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock listening area.
Yeah, there'll be funeral services this morning starting at 10 a.m. for Rodney Lehigh. Excuse me. I'm sorry. For Rodney Lehigh Jr., age 44, of Toyoak. They'll begin again at 10 a.m. this morning at the Toyoak Community Church. A celebration of life for Lisa Ann Whitaker, age 43, of Cortez, will be at Westview RV Park on Highway 145 near Cortez from 11 to 2 on Saturday. Funeral services for Edra Farnsworth of Moab begin at 11 a.m. on Saturday at the Moab Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. A celebration of life for David Allen Lewis of Cortez will be Saturday in Buena Vista, Colorado, starts at 10 a.m. A memorial service for Stephen Doyle Stagg of Cortez begins at 10 a.m. on Sunday, October 22nd, at the Lewis Areola Community Center. Graveside services for longtime Mancos resident Pete Eugene Dorfer will be held at 11 a.m. on October 28th at Cedar Grove Cemetery. And a celebration of life for Douglas Ramsey will be held on November 12th at 2 p.m. at his home in Cortez. He passed away last week at the age of 68. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to the morning show on Red Rock 92.7.
Can you believe it? Fall is just around the corner, and it's time to wrap up those home projects. Walker True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. They have everything for your fix-up jobs. Lumber prices are back down for decks, siding, or the shed you want. The paint department has all the colors, and Walker True Value has insulation, heaters, and heat tape. Plan ahead while supplies are available for everything you need for your home. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Christmas is right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, is all stocked up with lots of new merchandise. Christmas lights and decor are out and ready to sell. Save big on every safe in the store with up to $100 off. Come in and register for the Big Bear Giveaway. And check out the new Yellowstone collection of Lodge cast iron cookware. All this and more for your Christmas gift shopping right now at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store.
Did you know 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime? Did you know getting a mammogram decreases the risk of dying from breast cancer by 33%? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding is committed to making this one the most successful ever. Right now through the month of October, get a 3D mammogram for just $99. You'll receive a free gift and an entry in a grand prize drawing. Blue Mountain Hospital is passionate about keeping the women of our community safe and healthy. Call 435-678-3993 to make your appointment today.
What's going on?
The Bluff Arts Festival begins on Thursday and runs through Sunday with workshops, a film festival, an artist's market, live music, and more. For full details, visit bluffartsfestival.org. Friday through Sunday, the Scots on the Rocks Moab Celtic Festival hits the Center Street Ballpark. Come celebrate the heritage and culture of Scotland, Ireland, England, and Wales with lots of great music, athletics, food, drink, and fun. Find all the details at scotsontherocksmoab.org. The second annual Red Canyon Powwow is back in Moab Saturday and Sunday. Come experience indigenous culture through song, dance, and food. It's at the Old Spanish Trail Arena, and for info on that, check moabhappenings.com. Farmers markets are open in Cortez, Dolores, Mancos, and Monticello through October. Visit CortezFarmMarket.com, TownOfDolores.com, MancosValley.com, or the Monticello Farmers Market Facebook page for info on those. Celebrating its 10th year, the Moab Backyard Theater presents live outdoor entertainment downtown Wednesdays through Saturdays, featuring music, magic with Rick Beretti, and food. Most of the shows are free. Visit MoabBackyardTheater.com for full details. Friday nights are family skate night for all ages at the Old Spanish Trail Pavilion in Moab from 6 to 8. There's live music every night of the week at the Blue Pig in Moab and Thursday through Sunday nights at Red Cliffs Lodge. Visit MoabHappenings.com for the ongoing schedule. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
But what it is, though awesome.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Tuesday, October 17th, 2023, 9:27 a.m. on this October 17, Bill.
Yeah, and the number one song in 1984, 39 years ago today, was what you just heard, "I Just Called to Say I Love You" by Stevie Wonder. It's an awesome song. Today, October 17th, is National Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day. That's a good idea. Yeah. Your computer desktop, man.
You can get it crowded.
I've got the messiest desktop around. Three steps. Back up your files, organize your things, and let it go. If you do that, you'll have more speed, more space, and a fresh start. So that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Once a year, whether it needs it or not.
All right.
It's also National Payback a Friend Day. I just have this gnawing fear that I owe somebody something.
Yeah.
But I've forgotten all about it, and they're just holding grudges. And
well, we'll talk about it offline. It's $20. What's $20 amongst family?
Yeah,
but,
right.
Now that you bring it up.
Yeah, what's... Yeah. Well, that may be... Okay. Yeah, you've triggered my anxiety now.
Well, you had triggered it yourself. I was trying to...
Justify the trigger.
Yeah, no, I was trying to absolve you of your guilt.
Okay.
Well, good. So $20 is all it takes.
Wow. Only costs $20 to absolve you of guilt. That's probably been gone through people's minds for years and years.
Oh. Yeah.
Anyway. On this day in 1968, the American action film Bullet was released. Have you ever seen Bullet?
No.
Man, it stars Steve McQueen as one of the most iconic car chase sequences you've ever seen. So Lightning McQueen that you're... little boy is obsessed with. I think that the genesis of Lightning McQueen was Steve McQueen in Bullet. It's kind of a cool thing. On this day in 1979, Mother Teresa was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Birthdays today. Marshall Bruce Mathers III, professionally known as Eminem, the rapper Eminem, was born today, October 17th, 1972. He's 51 years old.
Hmm.
The classic hits gurus are going to have a challenge here. Music kind of changed in the early 90s and mid 90s, and I don't know whether we'll be hearing Eminem on Red Rock. I'm assuming we won't. It'll cause some consternation in some circles.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
Evel Knievel was born today in 1938. He'd be 85 years old, but he died at the age of 69 in 2007. When I was a kid, there was a documentary about Evel Knievel, and he crashed in the parking lot at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. And they showed that crash in excruciating slow motion. I mean, it's just an experience from my childhood that is seared in there. So anyway, I always remember Evel Knievel. Do you know Evel Knievel?
Yeah, I know of him, but didn't.
He was this daredevil jumps his motorcycles across everything, and then the last scene in the documentary is he was going to jump it across the Snake River.
Mm.
And anyway,
you're
Evel Knievel,
spoil it, huh? Does he make it?
That's how it ends. He's in the air. I mean, heavens no, he wouldn't make it.
Yeah.
You know, on a motorcycle. Eventually, did. They made a rocket, put him in the rocket and shot off, and the parachute came down. And so he was quite a showman. He was able to really capture people's imagination. And Evel Knievel jumping the Snake River, that was a seminal event for little Billy Boyle.
Yeah, I guess so.
Actor George Wendt was born today in 1948, 75 years old. He plays Norm in Cheers. Happy birthday today to Cade Lewis, to Curtis Young, and to Logan Dowell. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call, 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Taking a look at some other items just to bring you real quick a word from our sponsor. Did you know that San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation is investing in our community? Apply today at sanjuancountycleanenergy.org. Also, we've got the on-air job fair next, job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area, including this edition. Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour, depending on construction knowledge and experience. Call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuccio's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Talon role. 3-plus years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment at utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blandy has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, Dialysis RN, and Registered Nurse. Also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a full-time and part-time dialysis tech, medical assistant, specialty clinic supervisor, and a full-time business office specialist / registration specialist. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. The White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience, a salaried position with competitive wages and full benefits. Also seeking an assistant manager. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit to employment or call 970-564-6127. The Element, Moab's 4-star hotel, is currently looking to hire employees. There are many positions available, including front desk attendant. Please come into the Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come find a great job at the Element. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Earn $60,000 per year after just 2 years as a transportation security officer at Canyonlands Regional Airport. These positions start at $23.51 an hour and include excellent federal benefits, paid on-the-job training, and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Apply online at jobs.tsa.gov/TSO and join a mission that matters. That's jobs.tsa.gov/TSO. Some conditions apply. U.S. citizenship is required. Lisbon Valley Mining Company is looking for dedicated employees to join their expanding workforce, offering competitive wages ranging from $25 to $45 an hour with an impressive benefits package and opportunities for advancement. Positions include heavy equipment mechanics, heavy equipment operators, EW harvest technician, and leach pad laborers. To apply, email a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. Learn more at lisbonmine.com or call 435-686-9950. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour and a $500 sign-on bonus. Enjoy worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
For the past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
Get ready for spooktacular spooky season at Union Mountain Casino and Hotel. Join us every Saturday in October from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. for Creepy Cash Saturdays. We're giving away $500 in cash to one winner every hour from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Don't miss our thrilling costume contest on October 28th. Register from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for a chance to win the grand prize of $500 cash. Celebrating 30 years of nonstop excitement, Union Mountain Casino and Hotel is your destination for all your Halloween fun.
October is Fire Safety Month. Find useful savings to get your home prepared right now at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. Buy two, get one free on select fire extinguishers, smoke alarms, and carbon monoxide alarms. Get 25% off any item up to $50 with the coupon in this month's flyer. And of course, save big on Halloween decorations and accessories. That's just the beginning of the Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. Volleyball, cross country, and boys soccer action is going to get the week started for us today. It's the Region 15 Championship for the San Juan and Grand County cross country teams in Moab. Montezuma Cortez boys soccer is hosting Bayfield. And on the volleyball court tonight, Mancos is hosting Telluride. Green River is hosting Wayne. White Horse is at home against Pinnacle. And Monument Valley will host Monticello in a showdown between local teams. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the morning show on Red Rock 92. Our thanks again to Rhett Sifford getting us that local sports report. Let's take a look at the regional sports report. Game one of the NLCS goes to the Philadelphia Phillies. So Arizona Diamondbacks down 0-1. 5-3 was the win for Philadelphia. And man, Bryce Harper, he looked good.
Yeah, yeah. We definitely are big fans of the Diamondbacks, but Bryce Harper's just tearing it up. I saw a stat this morning that looking at his on-base percentage and home runs in the playoffs for the Phillies, there's three players who have had the success he's had, and Bryce Harper, a guy named Reggie Jackson, Lou Gehrig, Babe Ruth, those four, you know.
Wow.
I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah. It is. Well, we'll see. We'll see what the Diamondbacks can do in Game Two. That'll be coming up. Let's see. When is that coming up here? On the 17th. Oh, today. So they're right back at it.
Yeah, back to back. Both of those tonight. Championship series of the first two games have been back to back.
Back to back. Yeah, good deal. Well, 6 o'clock tonight. We'll see. Well, the Diamondbacks can do Game 2 in Philadelphia.
It's October 17th, and we've got three series to get through before baseball's over.
Yeah.
It's going to spill over into May, November.
Into November, yep. Yeah. Well, good deal. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. That'll do it for the Regional Sports Report. And with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Tuesday.